Prime Minister Najib's popularity plunged after the drop in oil and gas prices. Exports make up about a third of Malaysia's revenue, a new sales tax to make up the shortfall, and especially amid allegations of mismanagement at 1MDB, a sovereign wealth fund where he's chairman of the board. His most prominent critic is former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, now 90 years old, who says billions are missing. In an interview with the New York Times, he said what Mr. Najib does, quote, is verging on the criminal. He also criticized what he called the lavish lifestyle of the prime minister's wife, who acts, he said, almost as if she was a prime minister. Another complaint is that Prime Minister Najib's unpopularity threatens the ruling party. The United Malays national organization UNMO has headed the government ever since independence from Britain in 1957. But while UNMO came close to losing in 2013, the opposition coalition all but dissolved last month. One member party, the Pan-Malaysian Islamic Party, alienated the others by pushing the introduction of a form of Sharia law in a northern state it controls. The opposition's leader, Anwar Ibrahim, is in prison on what many believe to be trumped-up sodomy charges. His conviction stems from allegations brought by then-Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, who had groomed him as his successor but fired him as Deputy Prime Minister in 1998, saying, "I cannot accept a man who is a sodomist to become the leader of this country." For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.